This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly. Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I'm so glad you're with me. You have no idea. I'm going to be taking you to some wonderful places today. So tighten your seatbelt. And that's whether you're getting into your car or you're getting on a plane. You know you can take us with you wherever you go. You know that. Well, maybe you're new listening. Where have you been for the last almost 14 years? You know, later this month, on May 22nd, at the end of the second hour of this show, on May 22nd, 2016, don't give up then because you know there's the third hour. But at the end of the second hour, we will have achieved between our Saturday show, Travelers 411, and Travel with Stephanie Abrams, 3,000 hours of broadcasting, which is half of what David Letterman did in his night show, his late night, whatever, late show. How soon we forget the David Letterman show did 6,000 hours over David's career. And we're now halfway there. Imagine that. No wonder we're insane. Anyway, so every show is podcast, and every show is simultaneously archived. And the difference is you can download the podcasts and take them with you. And we podcast every show for 1 year. And then when that's disappeared, you still have the archived audio. So you can listen to one or the other. And the podcasts are free, but you have to, you know, you can go and subscribe to them. So we'd love to keep you company. I've gotten emails from people telling me that we informed and entertained them while they painted three rooms of their house. And folks who tell me, you know, they've whisked us off with them to somewhere in the Caribbean or somewhere in the U.S. or across an ocean. Very nice. We're very happy to be with you. And I have some listeners who have been dropping me love notes and reminding me of when I met them face to face. So a special shout out and hello to Rachel Mattern, who I think is vying for the position of president of my fan club. I hear from her all the time. Met her face to face at the New York Times travel show during the 8 year period that I sponsored that show. And still hear from her on an ongoing basis. So it's lovely to know she's still out there and going strong. We're going to go first today off to Houston, and I am very excited about doing that. So we're going to dive right in, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The versatile Seth MacFarlane joins Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Orchestra in a swinging symphonic serenade of classic songs from the 40s and 50s. Sunday, July 10th. His rich baritone voice is infectious, reflecting his love of the great American songbook. MacFarlane is a creator, writer, director, and singer at the forefront of today's popular media, garnering 2 Emmy Awards, 2 Grammy Award nominations, and an Academy Award nomination for his work in television, music, and motion pictures. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
There's a yellow rose in Texas.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Mark Noyes, the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, a hotel that got my attention because it is unique. By the way, for all of you who might think otherwise, there are no degrees of uniqueness. It's either unique or it isn't. So it can't be more unique, most unique, or any of that jazz. We make an attempt to protect the English language. And I think of that because I really had to learn English when I was studying French. Because that was the first time in my life I was confronted with the past perfect and the pluperfect and the tenses I never heard of, forms of grammar I never heard of. So I was learning English in order to learn French in high school and college. And one of my amazing French professors at college was Dr. Noyes, spelled N-O-Y-E-S. I can't remember her first name, but I'll bet if I do a little research online, it'll come up. I'm convinced that she had an affair with Saint-Exupéry, who was an airline pilot during World War I, and wrote bunches of philosophical stuff. But he also wrote Le Petit Prince, The Little Prince. You know, the little, what appears to be a children's story, but is really, you know, you really have to be an adult with some life experience to understand The Little Prince. And when she would talk about Saint-Exupéry, she was studying at the Sorbonne in Paris at the time when she met him. And every time she talked about him, her eyes lit up like Christmas morning. So we conjectured there was more to that relationship than something academic. Well, could have been. So my first question for my guest, Mark Noyes, the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, is somewhere in your family tree, is there a woman who was a professor of French who lived in New York City?
Well, I'm going to bet that there probably is, because the Noyes family has an opportunity to go back hundreds of years. And we actually have seven kings and queens in the family from England and Spain and France. So I'm going to be willing to bet that it probably is definitely a likelihood that there is.
Wow, you and I will have to talk more off the air about this, and I really want to know, but I've had the delightful privilege of getting to know people who have a royal family tree. Among them, Prince Alexander von Saxon, his lineage comes from, starting with Augustus the Strong, the first king of the Saxons in the Saxony region of Germany. And he now lives in Mexico and is a great friend. And his wife, Gisela, is also a Bavarian princess. And the two nicest, most down-to-earth people you're ever going to meet in your entire life, who unfortunately, Prince Alexander, lost the castle in Dresden to the communists when they came in after World War II, and Saxony was behind the Iron Curtain. And when the 1989, when there was the regeneration of a one state of Germany, there was some law in place that said, kind of, too bad, if you lost it before, it's not yours now. So the castle and all the family heirlooms, paintings and silver and whatever, if they were still there, they may not have been because of what happened during World War II and after. None of it was theirs anymore. Kind of a really sad story from that point of view, but amazing to listen to people talk about their ancestors in the form of what would otherwise be a fairy tale. Once upon a time, there was this king and queen, and here I come.
Sure.
I'm all part of that. It's fabulous. Well, her name started with an E. I have to think of what it was. I'm going to look it up. It's coming back slowly. But I'll bet there's a connection there. I understand that you are a New Englander.
Yes, I grew up in Concord, New Hampshire. And
you even say it right.
I'm sorry?
You even say it right.
I even say it right, exactly.
Yeah, because
I mean, the Noyes family is a very popular name up in New England, obviously. And as I journeyed throughout the country in my hospitality journey for 17 years in 17 different cities. You don't find the Noyes name much on the West Coast or the Midwest, but up in the East Coast in New England, it's pretty prominent, and you'll find lots of relatives in the East Coast, on the East Coast.
Do you get to have the chain on your leg unlocked from time to time, particularly in the summer? Could you sneak away and come up for a visit?
I actually do. I like to spend a lot of time up in and around Maine, particularly up in Perkins Cove, and once in a while run into the Bush family up there, like Kennebunkport, Maine.
Oh, and what a gorgeous place that is. The first time...
Beautiful up there.
We were married 6 months, and my husband insisted that I learn how to camp, because he had been an Eagle Scout in his earlier days and was an avid camper. And so we went camping 2 years, which was... And then it evolved into other camping over a period of decades. But... the first camping trip we ever did included a stop in Kennebunkport, Maine, and geez, we should have bought property there then. Of course, we not four nickels to rub together, but we should have done that. What a gorgeous Kennebunkport, Algonquin. What a gorgeous place to visit. But I want to get you to Western Massachusetts, to the beautiful Berkshire Mountains, from which we broadcast at the Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And if you can do it somewhere between June 17th and Labor Day, we can take you with us as our guest to Tanglewood, the Salon of the Boston Symphony. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. I want to know about your 17 cities as they relate to hospitality and your background. And we're going to dive into the Hotel Derrick in Houston. Stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Mark Noyes. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include Dancing with a Twist, May 7th and 8th. Anna Trebunskaya and Dimitri Chaplin from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance will join Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, along with vocalists from American Idol. And at the Mother's Day matinee, tickets are half price for kids 17 and younger. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the delightful pleasure of having on the line with me Mark Noyes. He's the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston. And we've been chatting in the commercial break about this and that, but one of the things he shared with all of us before we went into the break is that his journey in travel, tourism, and hospitality, which started with his life in New Hampshire, has taken him through 17 cities before arriving in Houston. So why don't you take us on that? Let's travel by map, as the Muppets would say. So imagine imagine the map and the dotted line, and let's connect the dots. You started out in New Hampshire, and then what?
So I started out in New Hampshire and then went to Massachusetts.
Where?
And then spent some time Massachusetts in Woburn, Massachusetts.
Okay. Where in Woburn?
And early on in my career with Ramada Hotels, and then moved actually from Massachusetts, living in Quincy, Waltham, in Weston, Massachusetts, and then moved to Beverly Hills, California.
Now, there's a change.
At 26 years old.
Where did you work in Beverly Hills?
I lived in Culver City and Marina Del Rey.
Oh, gorgeous.
On Panay Way and Tahiti Way in Marina Del Rey, right in the thick of things in between Playa Del Rey and Santa Monica.
Oh, what a gorgeous area.
And it's just absolutely wonderful out there. And worked with Ramada Inns at that time were developing the Ramada Hotel and Resorts. And so I opened up as the food and beverage director the first Ramada Hotel and Resort in Beverly Hills on Pico and Beverly Drive. And then from there moved up to San Francisco, worked about a couple of years up in San Francisco with the Ramada Hotels and Resorts.
Okay.
And then kind of started my journey throughout Los Angeles.
The Ramada that's in San Francisco is down by the wharf, no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I know.
This was in San Jose, California, actually. And then worked for Princess Cruises Resorts and Hotels and actually built a hotel, which now is the Hyatt Alicante. It was the Alicante Princess Hotel a number of years ago, 25 years ago.
Where was that?
And that was in Anaheim, California, Garden Grove, actually.
Wait a minute. What years did you work for Princess Hotels?
This probably would have been in the mid-80s.
God, you don't sound that old. Okay.
So worked for Princess Cruises Resorts and Hotels.
Okay,
and
stop
then
a second, Mark. Hold on a second.
Sure.
You worked for Princess Hotels. So did you know Lynn Schaefer, who was Miss Bermuda, but she worked for Princess Hotels in Bermuda, the one in Hamilton and in Southampton, is it?
No, I pretty much stayed in California.
She opened up two
hotels, one in Palm Springs and one in
Scottsdale, maybe?
Garden Grove.
Oh, they opened more, when that Canadian company came in and took Princess Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hotel. She wound up dealing with all of the hotels in the Princess Group, and I remember one of them being the one in Scottsdale. I was executive vice president of a $1.5 billion travel company, and when they suddenly would realize, not just Princess Hotels, but any group out there that
right.
had space, when they would suddenly wake up one morning and realize that they had a big hole in their occupancy for a particular mm-hmm. upcoming weekend, like a group that was supposed to be 100 is now going to be 40 and they got 30 extra rooms or something they don't know what to do with, I would get a call, can you push these rooms out for us? Because we had over 400 agencies in 37 states, 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters. And so, I would alert our marketing department. We'd go out and push to fill the space for her. And so the ones that we were always hearing about were Scottsdale, Princess, and the two in Bermuda that, at last moments would, here we've got space. What can you do to help us fill it?
Right.
But I'm sorry you didn't know her. She was an amazing woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was Miss Bermuda, however. I mean, you needed anything about Bermuda, she was your go-to person. So
right.
Tell me more. I'm fascinated. So where'd you go next?
So after being in California, then I moved to Denver and managed the Burnsley Hotel, which is a small luxury hotel in the hotel portfolio of Preferred Hotels, which were similar to the Mondrian, the L'Hermitage, the Bel Airs out in Beverly Hills,
yeah,
California.
Yeah, I know those. What year would you have been in Denver?
Denver would have been the late 80s, so 86, 87.
Okay. Now it was before we had offices there because we had three offices in Denver and also in Aurora and Boulder and Commerce
City.
Well,
the individual
Greenlee.
Family that owned the Burnsley Hotel were the Burns family, and they were real estate magnates that actually started out in the Denver Tech Center. And became obviously hugely popular in Denver, and Joy Burns created the Women's Bank of Denver, and Frank Burns had the real estate offices downtown, which is a huge black glass building that's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they lived in about a 13,000 square foot house with a couple Rolls Royces and a couple of Jaguars. But her favorite car to be driven in was her Subaru. Of course, being in the mountains in Denver and the weather that takes place any given time in Denver.
Go her. By the way,
that's a safe car.
Is she adopting?
She adopted me for a year.
That's a good
and,
thing.
And so had a lot of fun. Had a great opportunity to meet several celebrities coming through the Denver market.
Wow.
One of the favorite ones of mine was Yoko Ono came, stayed in the hotel.
Wow.
And so she wanted Chinese food at 11 o'clock at night after she came back from book signing. And so
had
we had to reach out to some of our friends in the Denver market to find a Chinese restaurant that was open at 11 o'clock at night. And we finally convinced one to stay open. And it really was Yoko Ono that was coming to their restaurant to dine. And so they went over and they spent about an hour and a half at this Chinese restaurant.
Wow.
They tipped the servers and staff and everything about $500. And
wow.
They left and came back to the hotel at about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's where it's at. That's the answer is yes. What's the question? That's
right.
No, I'm sorry. All the restaurants in town are closed. Can't do a thing for you.
Right.
And it's like, just get off my railroad track before my locomotive runs you over. Just because you can't get it done doesn't mean it can't be done. And
sure.
Bless your
Absolutely.
Heart, because that is the essence of hospitality. Stay with me, everybody. Taking a quick commercial break, talking with Mark Noyes, general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, Texas. Obviously, an eminently super qualified person. We'll be right back.
You're shining on Tennessee. You overlap a little on Alabama, North Dakota, South Dakota, Illinois, and Indiana. I miss you when I'm in.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include an appearance by one of the greatest movie heroes, Indiana Jones.
I need one of the pieces your father collected.
In celebration of the film's 35th anniversary, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops invite you to Symphony Hall for a screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark, June 3rd and 4th, as John Williams' epic score is performed live to picture by the Boston Pops. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
A sparkling summer awaits you at Tanglewood, home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, Dvorak, and more. Also at Tanglewood, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops presenting Raiders of the Lost Ark on the silver screen, accompanied by orchestra and much more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of having on the line with me Mark Noyes, the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, Texas. Firstly, how did the hotel get its name? Who was Derrick?
Well, the name Derrick comes from the oil business, and if you can envision the derricks that are out in the oil fields, then that's basically where the name Derrick came from.
I get it.
Representing the oil business here in Houston, Texas.
I actually know a Derrick who would make a good oil rig. It kind of bobs up and down, you know, mysteriously.
But
hey, that's cool. That is really cool. And exactly where in Houston is one of those big, sprawling, I mean, Texas is into big.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
where are you?
We're in the heart of Houston, and we're in the Galleria area. So we're off of Westheimer and the Loop that goes around, which is the 610 that goes around the city. So we're very much in a great prominent area in the city of Houston.
When you say the Galleria area, are you talking about the Galleria Mall?
Yes.
Oh, now you've set my heart to singing. Because I am a great believer, and in fact have done news stories, on where to stay when you're traveling, when you either like to shop or you need to shop. Or don't come home, because if you haven't got that birthday present for the one who's got pajamas with feet in it, or or that anniversary present, or that Valentine present, or, you know, you've been traveling a lot and there's a significant other at home who's starting to get miserable over it, and maybe you want to walk in with something special, and at the end of your business day, you don't have the strength to deal with, you know, going to find the shopping area, or to, you know, it is wonderful. I did a number of features on where to stay to shop when you have no time to go shopping, but need to. And the Galleria malls are just every one of them. You know, they're in other places too, in Tyson's Corner, Virginia, and in Dallas and other places I have been. The Galleria malls are sensational because the stores are fabulous, and there's so many of them. They go on for the malls themselves are Texas size. They're like the size of the city.
This is like four malls in one.
Oh, I know.
And you can spend days just walking around the malls. And
you're lucky you can do one
wing. The unique thing about the Galleria Mall here is that Houston's a very much an international metropolitan city. The stores that we have in the Galleria are some from all around the world, and it's very well represented as far as an international site. And just recently, we opened up the River Oaks District, which is a high-end mall, kind of the Beverly Hills of Houston, which is literally one block away from the hotel. And so that just opened up.
How far are you from here? It's a
very exciting area to be in.
How far are you from Houston International Airport?
We're probably about 25 minutes, depending on what time of day that you depend to travel.
Yeah, that's easy.
Traffic can get congested at various times throughout the day, but it's about a 25-minute drive.
Oh, that's perfect.
And Hobby International, Hobby Airport is, we have two airports now, and Hobby is just as close, going the opposite direction.
Yeah, a lot of Southwest flies into Hobby.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the Derrick. Hotel Derrick, when did it open?
Well, destination hotels took over Hotel Derrick back in mid-2012 and did renovations to recreate a boutique luxury hotel environment, which we've done very, very well. So our hotel is very bold and very edgy. It's kind of a celebratory type of hotel, and it's an independent, so it's not branded other than under the flag of Destination Hotels. And so we are very unique, and you get a great vibe when you come into the hotel. The staff is impeccable, and the hotel has a great reputation in the local market for kind of a cool place to go, a trendy place, and someplace you never know who you're going to run into in the lobby, whether
like
it's
who?
Dick Vitale, who was here during the NCAA championships, which were just held here about a month ago, to Charles Barkley or Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal, just a number of celebrities, Drake, have found their way to finding a home at Hotel Derrick. So it's a fun hotel.
Let me ask you a question. I noticed in the notes that I overviewed, I mean, the hotel, clearly my listeners know, and if you go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, first initial, last name, and put mission statement into the search box, you will find that my mission is to introduce my audiences both on air and online at our family of amazingly fabulous award-winning websites that we just won another major award for, best website, taking the bronze award with 96 out of a possible 100 points, and 3 points ahead of us with the platinum. Because there was 1 point up for silver, for gold, for platinum. 3 points ahead of us was MasterCard's website, who won the platinum award. So we are clearly in good company. My audiences know, who have listened more than once, that my mission is to introduce them to destinations and suppliers in the travel industry, like hoteliers and car rental companies and cruises and attractions and whatever, restaurants, that I believe if you went and enjoyed these places, invested your time and your travel dollars in these places, you will come home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you're a better person than when you left home, whether you're traveling for business or pleasure. So just by the fact that I invite somebody to come on the air with me is already a kind of implied endorsement that there's, I haven't been to this place, but I have the critical evaluation skills to be able to look at and know what to look for and come back and say, gee, we ought to have them on and introduce them to our listeners. I looked at your place and went, wow. I mean, there's a wow factor there that's, you know,
absolutely
quite dramatic. But in the materials that, you know, anytime you can hire somebody named Stephanie, do it, because we are all high achievers and very detailed oriented and skilled. Stephanie sent me, after I had a conversation with her, who's your director of sales and marketing, some information. And one of the things that she sent to me was a little note saying that guests receive a $100 American Express gift card. For staying four nights or more, and that includes a Sunday-Monday stay. My question is, do you have to be four nights or more consecutively, or are these four nights that might be over a 2 or 3 month period?
We're looking for a consecutive stay. What we try to do in incorporating this kind of theme into the arrival pattern is looking at where our needs were, and we saw that we had a softness on Sundays and Mondays. We typically are in the high 90s for occupancy on Tuesday and Wednesday, which is our corporate clientele. We have a great deal of corporate clients and relationships and partners that favor our hotel on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And as you can imagine, over the weekends on Friday and Saturday, we typically sell sell out most weekends, with people coming to the Galleria to experience the shopping, as well as all the restaurants and bars that are in the area.
Well,
so having that softness on a Sunday and Monday prompted us to say, okay, what can we do to get our guests to come and take a look at us on days that normally we're experiencing lower occupancies? And so knowing that we're up against a lot of the branded hotels, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with, everyone has an honors program. So whether it's the Hilton or the Marriott or the Starwood brands, everyone has a frequent guest program. And so we compete against those as an independent hotel. And so what we found was there's a new generation of travelers out there, and they have different behaviors than the typical travelers that are maybe 10 or 15, 20 years ago. And those travelers are those that are the millennials, that they want their experience to be different, and they want whatever the perks are now, so they can enjoy those while they're staying in the hotel.
And if you are,
so we felt as though, yes,
if you're traveling on business, what could be better than flying in on a Sunday, which means that you can prove to whoever you report to, and even if you're the CEO, to the chairman of the board or your, you know, your investors, that you save the company some money by traveling on a Sunday, which is generally cheaper than traveling on a Monday.
Probably got a discounted flight. Absolutely.
And you have the opportunity to have your company pay for your hotel while you pocket a $100 gift certificate for that wonderful shopping that you'll have an American Express gift certificate with, and you go and pay for it at the that Galleria Mall. That's just a hop and a jump. Stay with us. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
I love to go outside.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be speaking with Mark Noyes. I almost woofed. Mark Noyes is the general manager of the Hotel Derrick in Houston, Texas. And I have been threatening to do two things for the longest time. You know how long it took me to get to Tennessee. What was it, like 7 years? I kept saying, okay, I'm coming. We finally did it last November. I have been threatening to do a cross-country road trip. I'd like to ideally time it so that we could go over by the southern route and come back by the northern route. Like, I'd like to drive Route 66 in one direction and Route 20 in the other direction. And go, but you have to time it right because you don't want to drive the southern route in the summer or the northern route in even the early fall because you can run into snowstorms in the mountains. So you have to time it right, and basically you need the time to do it. But I'd also like to take that trip with Miss Maggie McGee, our English Springer Spaniel, who is the best traveler in the whole world. And loves to be in the car and is just the sweetest little thing. And I adore her. And I would like to take Maggie traveling. So when we take her often. But when I heard that there is a WAG lounge, and I said, well, what is that? And learned that the Hotel Derrick in Houston, of which Mark Noyes is the general manager, is a pet friendly, pet welcoming. You know, there's a difference between we accept pets, we welcome pets, and then the level of hotel that says pets are allowed to bring their owners too.
Exactly.
Which was what it sounds like at the Hotel Derrick, that you have gone past the normal limits of, yeah, sure, you got a dog, you can bring it along. So talk to me about your pet friendliness.
Well, one of the things that we pride ourselves on at Hotel Derrick is creating an experience for each guest that comes to the hotel and making that experience an individual experience, because each traveler has their own preferences and has their own benefits that they're looking for from a hotel. So we try to right-size that and creating an experience, whether the experience is a dining experience, the experience is a shopping experience, if you're here for business, if you're here to go to one of the ball games, we want to create that individual experience. And one of those experiences is for pets. And so we created the WAG Lounge, which is kind of a unique for an inner city hotel where we have an area. We've got designated rooms on the third floor, which is the closest to the ground floor where you can go out the door and go into an area that has the green grass, and it's all fenced in. We've got a little fire hydrant there and some pet-friendly services, and allow your dog or cat or other pet to get some fresh air and to go out. So part of the program, we charge $100, and we have a great relationship here with the SPCA, and the majority of that $100 goes to helping the pets over at the SPCA. And then we have a green program that we have initiated here at the hotel where we shred a tremendous amount of paper, if you can imagine, and we bring bags and bags of shredded paper over to the SPCA in order to help them out with their dogs and cats and putting those into the kennels. So part of the pet program is we welcome the pets. We have a pet bed, which is a huge pillow for dogs, cats, and then we have bowls that we also, so we have a water bowl and we have a food bowl. And then the kind of the fun thing is for the dogs, we give a bandana. And on the bandana, it says, we only do our business in the loop.
Oh, that's
and so in the loop is the three is the 610, which loops around the city. And so if you're from Houston, you'll understand what the loop is. But so they get to keep that as well. And then we have treats that we give the pets as well as dog and cat magazines that we put in the guest room for the guests when they come in. And we've even had our concierge, Jim Carrey. Well, there's a name that you won't forget.
Yeah.
But Jim Carrey has quite often walked pets and taken care of pets for guests if they have to dash out to get something and come back. So it's not just we welcome pets. It's a very pet friendly hotel, and we get a lot of animals that come here and stay for 2 or 3 days, and sometimes they stay for weeks.
Now, in your WAG lounge, is that an area where there are some tables and chairs, and if the owners of these pets wanted to, you know, order something to drink or munch or whatever, you could eat outside? Because that's a problem when you're traveling with your pet in a destination where you got to leave your animal somewhere else outside or something. And first of all, in the
right.
Texas heat, you don't want to do that. But, you know, in the summer. But if you're at a location where, you know, I love outdoor restaurants with outdoor dining terraces where, you know, you can bring your pet because you're in the outside part and you don't have to leave them, you know, in a hotel or in a car or somewhere else.
Right. We don't. It's not to that extent. We do have a bench, obviously, that the humans can sit down on. But not to the extent that you'd want to spend a lot of time down there.
So here's what I want you to do, because I have this need to stick my nose in everybody else's business. But at heart, I am a travel marketeer, actually a marketeer who happens to have very special interest in travel. Won a couple of good, really serious awards for marketing. But anyway, from Travel Weekly magazine, you know that Focus achievement thing they do yearly? I won three different awards and then said, you know, I've proved the point and it's a big deal to enter. You have to package up this information in a way that it really needs to be bronzed and put in the Smithsonian. You know, it's a lot of work to get the entry submitted. So I did it three times. Won best marketing, best PR, and best radio advertising campaigns in the over 5 million category in my last life. So anyway, I want you to go to my website. Go to sabrams.com/blog. Scroll down and down until you come to at least two or three different stories I have written in my blog about the Hotel Liberty, the Liberty Hotel in Boston. They are a pet welcoming, pet accommodating property. And they've pretty much done what you do, and they call it Yappy Hour. Yappy Hour is every Wednesday from 5 to 7 or 8 p.m. Not only do people who are in the hotel with their pets but people who are living in the residential area in Boston will come over with their pets, and it's a real socializing kind of thing for both the dogs and in Boston. They're very well-behaved dogs.
Sure.
But anyway, anybody who travels with a dog is traveling with a well-behaved animal. Stay with me. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.